This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A St. Michael woman remains hospitalized after being stabbed in a domestic dispute. A let-up in the gun violence eases the fears of some Silver Hill, Gull Hill residents. The Barbados business sector sees no immediate impact from the U.S. dockers' strike. One of the spokesmen for PSV operators calls for urgent implementation of the new transport regulation. And Starcom Network's general manager assumes the presidency of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union. Good afternoon. I'm Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. A St. Michael woman remains hospitalized after being stabbed in the stomach last night during a domestic dispute while her Jamaican boyfriend is in police custody. The incident happened just before 8:30 p.m. at the couple's residence at First Avenue Goodland, St. Michael. The police received a report about 8:25 p.m. that a stabbing had occurred, and when officers arrived at the location, they found a 40-year-old female lying on the road with a stab wound to her stomach. Residents assisted the injured woman until an ambulance arrived and she was transported to the hospital, where her 29-year-old boyfriend, a Jamaican national, was later located by the police and arrested. Anthony Allen, the proprietor of Shabba's Bar that is located next door to the couple's home, tells Starcom Network News the stabbing was the result of a domestic squabble.
Yes, yes, domestic dispute, man. I haven't been hearing.
I live behind there. I don't know.
I think you got a friend, boyfriend. Incident. You got a bit punctured with wrestling with a knife, whatever. Boy really punctured the lady. He threw his knife in the chair and he moved. He left with that issue. And everybody saying that big back now, but ain't a big back now, man. Ain't that big as a millionaire. I can't look. Maybe I can look real bad, boy's a monster.
They make a dispute, yeah. That's it. Every day, they kill she. But he really, she, love poor. So, the whole thing was ever bleeding.
Well,
that defensive wound. That defensive wound, the boy, big, you said, what's called, you know? That's not called a gash on that, it's called a puncture. That's a big puncture. That boy didn't bleed in, she might wrap it. This might be a cool, he's drinking while I'm hanging out here. We also, the editing, man, talking, I'm making best for you.
No,
I'm a little cool, man.
No,
I'm a little cool, about shit,
you know?
Yeah, he's gonna work too, he's work too, he's a block boy, he's gonna do his little contraction work. But you know, man, with me, there's a notch in between them all the thing. Everybody know that.
Anthony Allen, the proprietor of Shabba's Bar at First Avenue Goodland, St. Michael. Some residents in Silver Hill and Gull Hill in Christchurch say they are feeling much safer due to an ease up in the recent spate of gun violence there. When Starcom Network News visited Silver Hill this morning, a resident noted an increased police presence and commended the Barbados Police Service for their efforts so far.
I would not say that I feel more safer. What I would say is that I pray every morning and I believe that God is able to take great care of me and covered my possessions every morning in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, of course, we feel a lot more safer. Yeah, well, you know, you ain't got to be worrying about the way you're traveling, hearing this body dead, that body dead, where the next body going to drop down. You don't know, you know. It feels a lot better now. Plus, the police working a lot now. The police doing a lot of work now and they're doing a good job. And I actually seen them on the road late at night, a lot of vehicles traveling late at night and really keeping the quietness. Yeah.
Meantime, a Gull Hill resident said he was never too worried about the violence, but urges the youth to live more responsible and productive lives.
Yeah, don't worry about these things that are going on in Gull Hill, Silver Hill, whatever. Come up with a lot of youngsters, man. The youngsters, they got to learn about God. The young, so the world. They got to get your father in the life. When they get your father in the life, they will cool down. Or some children or something.
So more responsibility, more jobs.
Yeah, more responsibility.
Residents at Silver Hill and Gull Hill in Christchurch in the lunchtime edition. As the U.S. port strike stretches into its third day, the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI, is assuring the public that there is no immediate cause for concern. Chairman of the BCCI's Retail and Distribution Committee, Anthony Branca, says that while some shipment delays are expected, most distributors in Barbados are well stocked. He adds that the strike does not impose an immediate threat to the island's supply chain.
The longer strike goes on, obviously that is when and where we will start to feel its impact. But immediately, we will not have across mainly the food and distribution sectors have any outages at this stage, because generally most distributors would have maybe 2-3 months worth of stock. So there can be instances of individual challenges where somebody was low in stock or out of stock that may be now delayed. But bear in mind that the majority of the cargo coming into Barbados does come out of South Florida. And there are major ports there that are still functioning. So the challenge that we'll have is the demand on those ports now that the other ports along the northeastern coast, because they are closed.
Mr. Branca says they will monitor the situation as a prolonged strike could impact product availability.
Yes, the majority of products persons will be now looking to build up supplies for the Christmas busy period, but a lot of it depends on the volumes that do come through those ports. Mind you that the majority of the times the containers might be railed down or trucked down to South Florida as opposed to shipping out of those ports. The majority of lines that will be affected out of those ports will be the international lines. So I think that we have to be vigilant about it. We have to understand what the true impact will be before we start to make any statements that would panic persons into thinking that things are going to disappear off the shelves.
Chair of the Retail and Distribution Committee for the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branca. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is calling on the government to take swift action on the long-awaited regulations for public service vehicles. Chairman Roy Raphael told Starcom Network News that while the Minister of Transport had initially hoped to implement the new regulations by October 1st, there has been no further communication on the matter.
So we were told basically that the minister was hoping to implement the new regulation by October 1st, but we have not heard anything further on it. But we're hoping that implementation will be set up very shortly, because as we speak, we have not seen any changes as relate to persons. The interest to me is not really there. Persons are still continuing with 15 violations on the road.
Mr. Raphael stressed the association is requesting the establishment of a private body to oversee the discipline of PSV operators.
But the association, when we met with the ministry, we did mention that we would want to have a private body to look at the whole question of discipline of a public service vehicle operator. I'm not sure that will be factored into the system, but I think the time has come for action, because when you look at it, a mere small fraction of those persons who continue to create issues for the sector, it is not widespread. The association have a number of good workers to make sure that all communities get home safe. The plan is basically to engage those persons who continue to create issues for us and allow them to know that there are opportunities for them to not only to work with us, but continue to behave in the manner which we will expect them to do so.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. The general manager of Starcom Network Incorporated, Anthony Green, has been appointed as the new president of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union, CBU. This is a significant milestone for the country's media fraternity, as Barbados is set to host the prestigious CBU Awards next year. Mr. Green assumed his role on October 1st following the resignation of the former deputy CEO of RGR Gleaner Communications Group, Dr. Claire Grant. Dr. Grant served as a CBU director since 2019, and the board recognized her outstanding service and contributions to the regional media sector. And finally, the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said it is deeply concerned by rising displacement in recent months as escalating gang violence in Haiti deepens the country's humanitarian crisis. According to new figures from the International Organization for Migration, more than 700,000 people are now internally displaced in Haiti, an increase of 22% since June. More than half of the people displaced are children. Recapping the headlines. A St. Michael woman remains hospitalized after being stabbed in a domestic dispute. A let-up in the gun violence eases the fears of some Silver Hill, Gull Hill residents. The Barbados business sector sees no immediate impact from the U.S. dockers' strike. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport calls for urgent implementation of the transport regulations. Starcom Network's general manager assumes the presidency of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union, and the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs worried about the escalating humanitarian crisis in Haiti. And that concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp Admi to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.